Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. If you want more Wait Wait in your week, head over to Wait Wait on Twitter and Wait Wait NPR on Instagram, where maybe, just maybe, if we are lucky, you will like something. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Dan Engelhardt in Albuquerque.
Hey, how are things in Albuquerque?
Pretty awesome.
Well, that's great to hear. Well, what do you do there?
I'm a scientist.
Oh, what kind of science are you doing?
I'm a space weather scientist.
You mean weather in space?
Well, you know, all the weather we have here on Earth has been filtered through our magnetosphere.
Yeah.
Once you get about past the magnetosphere, there's actually a lot of weather. And nobody appreciates the magnetosphere enough.
That's true.
I've always said that.
So everybody appreciate the magnetosphere.
Yeah.
One of the least appreciated spheres.
Amen.
Amen. Daniel, welcome to the show. Now, Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly into the limericks, you'll be a big winner. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
For this house in Vermont that's for sale, the mortgage includes funds for bail. An abandoned old wing is a tiny sing-sing. Yes, the listing includes an old...
jail?
Yes! Yes! If you are looking to buy a house, a new listing in Vermont boasts a beautiful home with four bedrooms, an abandoned prison, and all updated appliances. According to the realtor, the house used to function as the prison for Essex County, and it can now function as a prison for all your weird fetishes. The prison is complete with jail cells, barred windows, prison toilets, and a full cast of quirky female characters with compelling and diverse backstories. It's a perfect spot for homeowners looking for a nice place to raise children and console them through endless bouts of nightmares. All right, Daniel, here is your next limerick.
My fabric's supposed to get wet. As it wicks, a small voltage I'll get. With the armpits alone, I can power my phone as I harvest the power of...
sweat.
Right, sweat. Thanks to a scientific breakthrough, we can now use human sweat to produce electricity, which means that one guy who used to bike to work all the time will never have to worry about charging his phone. According to the scientist behind the process, the moisture in your sweat can be converted into energy, which could power your smart devices, but at that point, they will be known as your gross devices.
Oh, that's, I don't know. So it's in the fabric?
My understanding is it has to do with the fact that it has salt in it, sweat.
You would have to sweat a lot.
Lot.
For that to work out.
Hmm.
A soul cycle class could power a whole city.
It's true. Though exciting, the research is still in its infancy, I should say. Scientists are still doing beta testing with the help of a man on a Tinder date that is not going well. All right. Here is your last limerick.
While pursuing my chores and my tasks, daytime drinking I'm trying to mask. When I'm outside and hot, or I'm inside and not, I will take a quick shot from my...
flask.
Yes, yeah. Flask. Flasks, otherwise known as your dad's That's Not a Toy, have risen in popularity since the pandemic. Online vendors have noticed a huge increase in sales, which no one will ever fact check because it makes perfect sense. Flasks are perfect for, say, socially distanced park gatherings and a great portable way to tell your friends, worry about me. Apparently the thing is, you used to be able to pop into a bar when you wanted the drink, but during coronavirus, you only pop into a bar when you want coronavirus. So more people are carrying flasks with them everywhere on walks and on walks. Basically, the only thing you can do is walks. But with flasks, you can turn that boring walk into a thrilling stagger.
My Aunt Millie used to carry like one of those big gulp cups around with a straw on it.
That's the classy way.
We knew that was not a big gulp.
But I just think it's kind of like self-sufficient, you know, to bring your alcohol around with you and to just tap out every now and then.
What do you mean tap out?
I mean, I'm drunk right now, Peter.
Oh, okay. Bill, how did Daniel do in our quiz?
Daniel is fast and very accurate. He's perfect with his score.
Congratulations, Daniel. Well done.
Thanks, guys. I love the show.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.